certainly helped give birth to rock and roll, and as soon as it began to sizzle, record companies swooped in. But there was fertile ground elsewhere in Louisiana, a hotbed of fine pop music that lay undiscovered until the early 60s. In the area lying between Lake Charles and Lafayette, Cajun rock and rollers, Black and White, were making music that went unremarked at the time, but is considered classic today.
Your love for me will always be.
And the Cupcakes' Matilda was the key record. The bass line and chord progression would turn up in hundreds of records from this area in the next 5 years, but when it was released in 1959, it was only a regional hit. That's how things started in those days. From Louisiana or East Texas, it looked like a monster, and that was the sort of thing that would inspire a guy cutting hair somewhere to throw down his scissors and find somebody to record.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't you know what I see is true?
Jive and Gene Bourgeois' Breaking Up Is Hard to Do was produced by a barber from Winnie in Texas's rice-growing country named Huey P. Moe, the Crazy Cajun, as he liked to style himself. It became a sizable enough hit to get picked up by Mercury Records in New York, and Moe called on another Cajun friend, Floyd Swallow, in Ville Platte, Louisiana, to scout out talent for the two of them to record. It turned out there was talent everywhere. You had crooners like Rod Bernard.
This should go on forever.
Hear those Matilda licks? There were soul singers like Clint West, who sang with the Boogie Kings, a show band in the great teen dance tradition.
Big diamond, big blue diamond on your finger, oh yeah. Instead of a little band of gold.
And Huey Moe discovered the tragic Jimmy Donnelly, who sang like a white Fats Domino, and, Huey maintains, sold a number of hits to the fat man to claim as his own.
There's a pain inside my heart, dear.
Depressed by his mother's death, Donnelly committed suicide in his car, his guitar and a white Bible near him, along with a picture of his wife and his mother's obituary clipped from the local paper. Only two South Louisiana artists ever had major pop success, though. Dale and Grace were brother and sister and harmonized like it, which got them into the top 10 in 1963.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
Matilda strikes again. And in 1966, well after these performers had gone off to obscurity, along came Tommy McLean with his amazing reading of Don Gibson's country classic, Sweet Dreams. Compilation albums of this stuff are still available on Floyd Swallow's Gin label, and you'll find everybody from Willie Nelson to Elvis Costello waxing enthusiastic about it these days. No wonder, there was a lot of soul in those swamps.